Let us open our Bible into the Gospel of John, chapter 5. And as I remember that preacher from Ohio, right now I'm living in Ohio, and there was a preacher in Ohio. He preached somewhere in Virginia, and he said, "I am from Ohio, so I will preach the acronym Ohio." So he preached 30 minutes each letter. So he preached for 2 hours. So after the preaching, all the members just want to go home. They are not shaking hands with the preacher, but there was a lady from the back. And she went to the preacher, and she said, "Preacher, thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you are not from North Carolina. So I am from Ohio, but I will not preach you the acronym Ohio. If you have your Bible, please open it into the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Gospel of John, chapter 4, I say, 4, verse 35. And this is what the Bible says. In Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months. And then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity that you have given me. O Lord, be our speaker for tonight. And I just pray, O Lord, just challenge us once again tonight. Remind us once again for the responsibility that we have as a Christian, O God. And be with us, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And before we go back into this verse, I want you to go first into the Gospel of Mark chapter 5. And let us look on the story there about the man of Gadara. I believe you already heard about the story about the man of Gadara. The man that was possessed by evil spirits. The Bible says he was possessed by a legion. When Jesus Christ is talking to this man of Gadara, to this evil spirit, he said, "What is your name?" And this evil spirit said, "I am Legion, for we are many." So this man of Gadara was possessed by many evil spirits. Tonight, Christian, I want you to see this man of Gadara as a representation. Do you know that this man of Gadara typifies the life of all the people around us that are not yet saved? All those people that doesn't have personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. You know that their life is like the life of this man of Gadara. I don't know, it's maybe your loved ones. Maybe your son, your daughter, your parents, or your neighborhood, your community. If they doesn't have Christ in their life yet, their life is like the life of the man of Gadara. And this man of Gadara, because he was possessed by evil spirit, he was under the devil's control. And I have 3 things to you tonight. What the devil or what Satan can do into those people's life, those people that doesn't have Christ in their life, what Satan can do in their life, what Satan can do into your loved one's life that are lost. And the second thing, what our God can do in their life. And the third thing, as a Christian, as we have Christ in our life, what we supposed to do to those people. Let us go to that first point. What Satan can do into those people's life. On verse 1, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of Gadarenes." Verse 2 of the Gospel of Mark chapter 5. "And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." Verse 3, "Who had his dwelling among the tombs." This man of Gadara that was being possessed by evil spirit, he's not living normally. He's not living with the other people in the community. He's living or he is dwelling among the tombs. And you know, people around us that are lost, they are also dwelling among the tombs. Who dwell among the tombs? Dead people dwell in the tombs. You know, people around us that are lost, they are living like dead. Not dead is physically, but spiritually. They are dead spiritually. They are dead in their trespasses and sins. And that's their life, like the life of this man of Gadara. This man of Gadara is living like dead. He is dwelling among the tombs. People around us that are lost are dwelling among the tombs. And a dead people can't respond. So no wonder when we are sharing them the word of God, they are not responding because they are living like dead. They are dwelling among the tombs. "And no man could bind him, No, not with chains. Verse 4, because that he had been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. This man of Gadara, he was being bound with fetters and chains, and the Bible says he just easily plucked it asunder. You know why? Because this man of Gadara, because he is under Satan's control, he is out of control. No one could control him. Like the people around us that are lost, look at our world. There's a lot of terrorism, wickedness, crimes, wickedness in this world. Why? Because those people that are doing that thing are out of control because they are under Satan's control. Satan wants them to live like dead, to be out of control. People that are lost are out of control. And they're not just out of control. In verse 15, if you will go there, and they came to Jesus to see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion. They found this man of Gadara after Jesus Christ came into his life. They found him sitting and clothed and in his right mind. So before Jesus Christ came into his life, this man of Gadara is out of his mind. They are not just out of control. They are also out of their mind. Look at in North Carolina. I think it starts in North Carolina. I don't know if it is happening here in Michigan when all those people are so confused which bathroom to use. Because they thought it's just right for the man to go to women's bathroom. But they are just out of their mind because they are under Satan's control. That's what Satan is working in their life. That's what Satan is doing in their life for them to be out of their mind. And they are not just living like dead, out of control, out of their mind. In verse 5, the Bible says, always, night and day, this man of Gadara, he was in the mountains and in the tombs. Do you know what he was doing there? The Bible says, always, night and day, he was crying. I don't know for how long, but he was crying always, night and day. I believe he's not just crying, he's screaming. People that are lost, always, night and day, they are also crying. They live sorrowfully. They are living in sadness. Maybe they are happy with all those parties and events in this world, but deep inside their heart, there's always emptiness in their life. They are living sorrowfully. And the Bible says, always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs. He's not just crying. He's also cutting himself with a stone. I can't imagine what he's doing. Maybe he's pick up a stone and he will start cutting himself with a stone. Always night and day. I believe this man of Gadara, he was wounded. People around us, they're lost. They are wounded. People in around us that are lost. Do you know what Satan is doing in their life? Satan is destroying people's life. Satan is destroying your loved ones' life that are lost. Satan is destroying your neighbor's life that are lost. Satan is destroying life here in America, in the Philippines, and all around the world. He's destroying people's life that are lost. But I thank God, because this story doesn't end that way. That this man of Gadara just keep on crying, cutting himself with a stone, and screaming, and then plucking out asunder all those fetters and chains. In verse 6, someone came into the story. But when he saw Jesus, you know, there's not politician or anyone that is the hope of this country, of all the world. Jesus Christ is the only hope of this world, of this country. When Jesus Christ came into the story, everything was changed. This evil spirit were so afraid of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because always remember this, Christian. Satan's power is always no match to our God's power. If he can destroy people's life, our God can do something into those lives. What happened to this man of Gadara? We read it in verse 15. They found this man of Gadara sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Do you know that our God is still busy saving and changing lives? He is still in the business of saving lives, Christian. If Satan can destroy people's life, our God can change their life. Now we see that Satan is doing something in their life. And our God can do more in their life. But this is the question, Christian. What are we doing? What are you doing? I remember back the time of George W. Bush Jr. when there was a war in Baghdad, in Afghanistan area. And those rebel groups, those Taliban groups, wants to take over their government. So it's all in the news. And the United States of America are sending armies, sending troops in that country to help them. So there was a little boy with his dad there watching that news. And that little boy was so curious and he asked his dad, "Daddy, why our president or why our government is sending armies in that country? They are not fighting us. Dad, it's just a waste of time, it's just a waste of effort, it's just a waste of wealth and everything. They might kill in that place. Dad, why?" So his dad asked, tell him, "Son, could you stand up? Son, could you open our window? Son, did you see our neighbors? Son, imagine our neighbor are the other countries. Son, that neighbor there is a killer. And they are killing all those people that lives in that house. Son, what are you going to do? Son, did you see our other neighbor? In that neighbor there is a thief. And they are getting all those things that they have in their house. Son, what are you going to do?" And his son just closed their window. "I don't want to see them, Dad. Son, that killer and that thief is now on our door. Son, they want to get in. They want to get everything that we have here in our house. They want to kill me. They want to kill your mom. Son, what are you going to do?" And his son just cried and cried and cried. "I don't know, Dad." His daddy tell him, "Son, stand up and open the window and see the reality of life." Christian, we should stand up and open the window and see the reality of life. What is the reality of life? That hell is real. That souls are precious and our time is short. We should open our window and see that reality. In John 4:35 says, "What is our window? Lift up your eyes." Sometimes we just blinding ourselves not to look on all those people around us. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Christian, we are once was like a man of Gadara. Before also our life is destroyed. We're living like dead. We're out of control. We're out of our mind. We're living sorrowfully, but Jesus Christ came into our life and changed us. Do you know this man of Gadara, after Jesus Christ changed his life and saved him, he wants to go with the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ suffered him not and said to him, "Go home and tell to your friends the great things that the Lord had done in your life." So Christian, open your window and see the reality of life. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Go home and tell to your friends the great things that the Lord had done in your life. We have a message to bring. We have a story to tell. We have a Savior to show to them. As this world is getting darker and darker and darker, our light shall be get brighter and brighter and brighter. Thank you so much, church, and I hope that it will become a challenge to every one of us. Let us all stand up. And I just want to challenge you with this invitation. You all close your eyes and then just think for a minute and then let us talk to God for something. We have some loved ones and neighbors and workmates that are lost. Satan is destroying their lives. But we know that our God can change their life. Church, what are you going to do? If you have something to tell to God, the altar is open and we can talk to him. And if you are here tonight, we see the life of the man of Gadara. If you are lost, your life is like the life of this man of Gadara. But you know that God can change your life. Jesus can change your life. If you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you can accept our Lord Jesus Christ. Your religion or your good works cannot save you. Only Jesus Christ is the way of salvation. Once again, church, I challenge you. If you have something, if you have loved ones that are lost, and you are not doing something to tell them the Word of God, you can tell them the Word of God.